queues, crowds and excitement as Glastonbury Festival 2025 begins, date modified : 2025-06-25T15:00:17.105Z, description : Sir Michael and Emily Evey welcome hundreds of punters to the most joyful city in the UK. Crowds pour in as Glastonbury Festival gates open, 57 minutes ago, save, Sarah Turnage BBC News, West of England, Emma Hallett BBC News, Somerset, save, watch, gates open for Glastonbury Festival 2025. Thousands of people have poured into Worthy Farm after the gates officially opened for the 2025 Glastonbury Festival. Co-founder Sir Michael Evey and his daughter Emily Evey, who now runs the festival, led the countdown shortly before 8 o'clock BST. More than 200,000 people are set to descend on the site in the coming days ahead of the main festival program launching on Friday. Speaking shortly before the gates opened, Ms. Evey told the BBC, "It's been such a build-up this year, it's been an amazing amount of excitement." Emily Evey described the festival as the most joyful city in the UK. Ms. Evey said, "We're all so looking forward to opening the gates, and to be able to do it with my dad has been amazing. It's the best moment to let them all in, and it's just such a joyful city, the most joyful city in the UK for the next 5 days." Rod Stewart on Glastonbury, "I wish they wouldn't call it the tea time slot secret Glastonbury, the mystery of the festival's surprise stars. I'd never heard of the Glastonbury Festival. Man cycles to Glastonbury Festival from Spain, the man carrying all of his stuff to Glastonbury in a wheelie bin. Hundreds of people arrived on Tuesday night, sleeping under the stars in queues in a bid to be the first on site. Among them were James Trusson, 31, from Ash, Somerset, Grace Ball, 29, from Bournemouth, and Dan Mortimer, from Compton Dundon, Somerset, who made it to the front of the line for the second year in a row. L2R, James, Grace and Dan were among the hundreds of people queuing through the night ahead of the gates opening, having put themselves in prime position for a top camping spot. Ms. Ball said their plans for the rest of the day were to go back to the car for snacks, and then sleep. "I'll crack a beer, I think," added Mr. Trusson. "Hair maintenance, just vibes and prayers at Glastonbury." Hundreds of people have got in touch with the BBC with photos and stories of travelling to the festival, whether that's a train into Castlekerry, a long coach journey or by bike. Reuters, "The official festival program gets underway on Friday. Apart from the expected traffic on the A361 between Glastonbury and Worthy Farm, the main travel routes to the festival have remained relatively clear throughout the day." Thousands of people are expected to arrive at the festival via Castlekerry station. While the main acts might not start performing until Friday, there is plenty for revelers to enjoy away from the music. There are performances at the circus and theatre fields, seaside entertainment on offer at Glastonbury on Sea, and plenty of food and drink stalls. It might only be the first day, but people at every gate were dressed to impress for the event. Follow BBC Somerset on Facebook and X. Send your story ideas to us on email or via WhatsApp on 0800313 4630. More on this story, Glastonbury 2025, full lineup and stage times for the weekend. Locals welcome confused Glastonbury Festival goers. The man cycling to Glastonbury Festival, from Spain, Glastonbury Festival, 5 newcomers you don't want to miss. Related internet Lynn.